This episode brought to you by Origins, origination technology for today's credit unions. Studio Lounge interviews brought to you by Nakuma, OM Financial, and College Ave Student Loans. Welcome back to our continued coverage of Nakuma's Hawaii Conference here in Kauai. And in the studio lounge, we have Fiserv's very own Robert James. Robert, how are you, man?
Doing great.
Good to see you, sir.
Really enjoying the conference.
Welcome to paradise.
Yes. We certainly are enjoying everything and enjoying the speakers.
Indeed.
So it's awesome.
Yeah, yeah.
As on top of the scenery.
On top of the scenery, it's pretty amazing here for sure. So any before we get into our topic at hand here, any highlights from the conference? Anything stand out for you so far?
Well, I think we have a variety of speakers, especially large credit union CEOs that are really sharing their insights that are valuable.
Yeah, I love it when you get that kind of peer-related message out there from the credit unions, because they're obviously on the front lines, if you will.
Yeah.
And to deliver that type of message is really, really valuable.
And credit unions are unique. They love to share their stories and share their insights, where some others in the financial sector don't always do that. So I think that's what the cooperative nature of this that really makes it a great experience.
Yeah. Agreed. So, all right. So let's get to the topic at hand here. Four pillars to credit unions strategically targeting future generations. I mean, this could be a conference in itself, Rob.
Yeah, so I know. I was just thinking this up because, you know, I've been in the movement a little bit over 17 years now, and I really have a passion for it.
Good for you.
And I want it to continue. You know, cooperative banking is something very unique that we've formed and really gravitated towards. And I believe the future generations for credit unions to really take hold of those generations, they need to really think a little bit more strategically outside of their traditional molds that they were founded.
Yeah.
You know, credit unions are unique because they all have their common bonds that they were founded around, whether it be a plumbing union or a local Air Force base.
Education
base. And they're evolving from that, you know, and really, I think that's the challenge, is how do we kind of leverage our base and our cooperative spirit we were founded on, but then also expand our membership and work towards getting new members.
Yeah.
So I was thinking about this, and I think the first kind of pillar would be technology.
Okay.
You know, credit unions have the access to the same technology, whether they're a 10 million asset credit union or a multi-billion dollar credit union. The financial technology companies out there like Fiserv or some other players are offering credit unions the ability to leverage technology in the same way that the large institutions are. So if I was a board member or a leader of a credit union, I'd want to find out, how can I work with my financial technology partners to get those same tools and solution sets for my members so that they have those frictionless, easy to use online and mobile experiences? Because that's where everything's driving.
Yep,
you know? And it also reduces the cost for the credit unions because the members can self-service.
Mm-hmm. There's a lot of automation involved, all that type of stuff.
And the fintech companies have really found ways towards poaching members from other financial institutions and credit unions because they've done that well.
Mm-hmm.
And some of them are actually working with financial institutions. It's really neat to see that. So that's, technology would be the one hallmark I would work towards the first thing.
Yeah.
The second one would be our communications, on how we kind of broadcast ourselves as credit unions and cooperatives to future members and future generations, whether it's Gen Z, X, Y, you know, whatever the future ones are.
Yeah.
We don't always communicate that message well, I think, that we're a cooperative banking. We're here to help, and we're a nonprofit. I don't think that's always broadcast.
I agree.
So communications, you see a lot of credit unions dropping the credit union name.
I've heard that. I've seen that as well, yes.
There's one in South Carolina. If you go on their website, you don't see credit union anywhere.
Yeah, that's right.
It's just financial.
That's
it's
right.
Their name and financial. So I think that's another way, is communications. When we think about a checking account, or a share draft account, if credit unions are still calling it that.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't see a lot of people writing checks as much anymore. So think about the way you're broadcasting those accounts specifically, mm-hmm. because the fintechs are doing that.
Of course, yeah.
So
they're getting rid of that old vernacular, mm-hmm. that old language, and yeah. creating their new language for. And that's and the younger generations are really latching onto that.
Yeah, sure. I recently saw a prepaid fintech. They're actually calling it dynamic payment account instead of a prepaid account.
Yeah.
So think about things like that
makes
on
sense.
How you market.
Yeah.
And I would say card first. You know, that's what consumers still are thinking about. That plastic is still relevant. So when you're doing marketing and communications, mm-hmm. card first.
Mm-hmm.
So that would be the second pillar I would kind of highlight. The third one would be recruiting.
Mm-hmm.
Just ensuring that you're recruiting youthful talent mm-hmm. and youthful members to your board, mm-hmm. encouraging your young members to become a part of your future. You know, there are a lot of young professionals, I'm sure, in credit union bases that would love to be a part of boards, but they might not even think about it.
Yeah, yeah.
And I would really encourage boards and credit union leaders to just take a look around. You know, do we have kind of a good mix of board members and leaders in this credit union that are propelling us for the future?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And then the last part would be that kind of care. You know, credit unions are community-based and really working towards the good of the members.
Mm-hmm.
And I think we need to really highlight that to really differentiate. You know, credit unions always would say, we have the best service. That's what our uniqueness is.
Sure.
But we need to highlight that we're cooperative and we're here to really impact future generations.
Mm-hmm.
Because as we see the branch landscape is changing, younger generations are really coming into branches more than the older generations as we look at some of the data, the economics behind it.
Yeah.
And they're coming into those branches with more complex issues, whether it be student loan debt, how do I deal with that? Whether it be investments. So you want to make sure you have your branches staffed uniquely for those future generations so that they can address those complex issues. And I really think those pillars will help propel the movement into the next generation.
Yeah, I agree. And Bill Handel said something really interesting yesterday toward the end, from Radin, of
yes,
course.
Yes, a Fiserv company.
A Fiserv company, of course. But he said at the very tail end, he said, credit unions should really try to brand themselves around financial wellness.
Yes.
Because that's what really, and all the four pillars that you just described really kind of relate to that financial wellness, right? So I thought that was a fabulous idea.
Well, we have a unique cooperative ecosystem that we work in banking that's different. And I think, you know, if we kind of work towards these things, I think we'll be propelling mm-hmm. towards that.
Yeah. Yeah, good stuff. Where did this stuff come from?
I don't know. Just came from my heart, I guess.
Well, you know? And you've been in the industry for almost 2 decades now,
yeah.
So you know it inside and out.
Yeah.
So yeah, that's really good stuff. Good
awesome.
Stuff, sir.
Okay.
Anything else to add to wrap up?
No, I really appreciate you coming and joining
thank
us,
you.
And,
yeah, yeah.
and I appreciate the opportunity to speak to you.
Oh my gosh, glad to have you here,
yeah.
And thank you for the four pillars.
Okay.
We really look forward to
awesome.
Delivering this out there.
Yeah, I hope it helps some credit unions in the industry.
I think it will.
Okay.
All right, sir, well
awesome.
Done. All right,
thank you.
Well done. Robert
okay.
James, Fiserv, go check them out. Studio Lounge Interviews brought to you by Nakuma, OM Financial, and College Ave Student Loans. This episode brought to you by Origins, origination technology for today's credit unions.